Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the Old Testament lesson of the day, found in Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is anyone who trusts in mankind, who seeks his strength from human flesh, and who turns his heart away from the Lord. He will be like a juniper bush in the wasteland. He will not see good things when they come. He lives in a dry place in the wilderness, in a salty land where no one lives. But blessed is anyone who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear the heat when it comes. Its leaves will remain green. It is not concerned about a time of drought. It does not stop producing fruit. This is our text. Dear people of God, Israel's big sin was the sin of idol worship. But the sin that the Lord rails against here is the sin of trusting in people. But they are really the same sin. Anything that gets between your heart and the Lord is your idol. And it can be just about anything. It could be a wooden statue, like in Israel's case, that was their idol. It could be money or the pursuit of money. That is an idol that has driven many people away from the Lord. Your idol could be pleasure, boating, hunting, sleeping in. Your idol could even be your children or your parents. That's the example Jesus used. Good, God-pleasing things that get jumbled up in the ranking in your heart of what you love the most. Anything that gets between you and the Lord is your idol. Israel's idol, in this particular case, Jeremiah says, was trust in mankind. So you need a little history here. Jeremiah was the prophet who was sent to Israel to tell them that the Babylonians were coming to conquer them and to take them into captivity because of their idol worship. And Jeremiah was the prophet who was also there when it happened. Jeremiah saw the walls of Jerusalem come tumbling down. Jeremiah saw Solomon's beautiful temple ransacked and burned. He had predicted it all. He had been very clear in his prophetic writings. And the people knew that Jeremiah had prophesied it. They knew it, and boy, did they hate it. They abused Jeremiah something terribly when he preached. They threw him into prison. One time, they even tied Jeremiah with ropes and lowered him down into a sewage pit. The captain of the temple guard had to come and pull him out and take him to the prison in order to protect him. Oh, the people knew what Jeremiah was prophesying, and they hated it. See, instead of surrendering to the Babylonians like Jeremiah told them to do, they figured that they could escape the wrath of the Babylonians by appealing to the Egyptians. The Egyptians lived on the other side of Israel, to the west, and they were ancient enemies of the Babylonians. The Israelites figured that they could get the Egyptians to fight the Babylonians for them. Then they wouldn't have to go off into captivity like Jeremiah was saying. It's pretty smart. The thing is, the Israelites had nothing to pay the Egyptians to have them fight for them. And so they offered them their nation. So instead of going off into captivity in Babylon, Israel would have just become a vassal state of Egypt. See, man will do almost anything as long as it's not repentance. That's what men hate the most. To have to say to the Lord or to anyone, I was wrong. I'm sorry. So many fights, so many wars could be prevented if people would just say, I'm sorry. But we just can't. Many people will go marching proudly into hell, saying, well, at least I never said I was sorry. Yeah, good for you. Cursed is anyone who trusts in mankind, who seeks his strength from human flesh, and who turns his heart away from the Lord. He will be like a juniper bush in the wasteland. He will not see good things when they come. He lives in a dry place in the wilderness, in a salty land where no one lives. People who run away from the Lord, people who have no time for him, people who have no hope or trust in the Lord, they don't know what they're missing. Like a juniper bush in the wasteland, they don't know what it is to be refreshed. They don't know what it is to be watered every day. They don't know what it is to be down and to have the Lord do a miracle in their life so that the Christian has to say, I don't know how that happened. The Lord must have done it. People without the Lord just live in their own little selfish worlds. It's full of spite. They feel like they have to do everything for themselves. They feel like they have to look out for themselves alone. And they wish evil on everyone else. The only way they can feel good is to have someone else fall. And when they do lower themselves to help someone, it's always with an evil purpose, in order to get the accolades, in order to get the pats on the back. He lives in a dry place, in the wilderness, in a salty land where no one lives. Don't envy those who live without the Lord and who seemingly do whatever they want to do. They are not happy. They are not blessed. They are not content. They do not know the peace of the Lord Jesus. They do not know the joy of the forgiveness of sins, and they certainly do not look forward to an eternity at the side of their Savior. Don't let anything live in your heart that's more precious than Jesus and the love that he showed to you. Love your family, be content with your stuff, but let the Lord reign in your heart. Blessed is anyone who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. People who love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, with all their strength, have peace. Real peace. Oh, they still have trouble. You don't get a winning lottery ticket and an escape from trouble free card when you're baptized. No, Christians have very difficult lives in this world. It's just that God's people live in this world with hope, with help, and with salvation. Some very important things to help us get through. You see, the Israelites were still under attack. The Babylonians were absolutely coming to conquer them and to take them off into captivity for 70 years. There was nothing that the current faithful believers in Israel could do to stop it. The nation had been given 300 years of chances, and they were out of options. The Babylonians were 100% coming to conquer them. All the more reason to get right with the Lord, isn't it? The Babylonians were not coming to knock on the door politely and ask them to leave. They were coming, and there was going to be conflict, and there was going to be death, which is coming for us all. Who wouldn't want to be ready to meet your Maker. My brother lives on a hill. He lives in a town where a few years ago they had what they called a 100-year flood. Even houses above his on the hill were flooded. His was fine. Until the guy up on the hill whose basement was flooded pumped out his basement. And that river of water came down and filled my brother's basement. Well, he spent the next summer tearing up his driveway to reconfigure it so that any future water would go around the house. It was a 100-year flood. Next time it comes around again, he'll probably be dead. But whoever's in that house will be ready. That's for something that may or may not happen again. But all of us will die. And if not, we will all meet the Lord at the end of all things. Why would a person not want to be ready to have the Maker of all ask you what you did with your life? What rules as king in your heart? To be on the side of the Lord, to have the Lord Jesus as your Savior and as your righteousness only makes good sense. But so many just will not. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear the heat when it comes. Its leaves will remain green. It is not concerned about a time of drought. It does not stop producing fruit. See, you have many worries and troubles. But what are they? So-and-so doesn't like you. You don't have enough money to go on that big vacation. You have an illness or a sickness that's really slowing you down. And those are problems. Those are real problems. But you have the Almighty God on your side, and you have His Son's blood and righteousness as your own. Do you know what the problems are that torment the people of the world and keep them up at night? Their problems are, is there a God? And how could I possibly get Him to be good to me, to save me? Is hell real? And what's going to happen to me when I die? You never have to ask those questions of yourself, because they're not questions for us. We know that we are on the side of God and that His Son's blood is credited to our account. See, you are fed and you are nourished by God's word, like Jeremiah's tree that was planted by the water. Such a tree does not need a great show of buckets of water being crashed down upon it to keep it alive and healthy. No, it has roots. Roots which quietly feed and water it. Unmoved, unafraid. That tree by the water flourishes, while the fancy juniper in the desert cries out for help that will never come. Jeremiah's prophecy is timeless. It applied perfectly to Israel in 600 BC. And it applies just as perfectly to us in 2022 AD. If you trust in the Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are truly blessed. You are fortunate. You have peace with God and peace forever in His paradise. But if you trust in anything else, political leaders, famous people, spiritual gurus, or the worst choice of all, yourself, for your peace, for your salvation, well, then you're cursed, and you have a very dark future ahead of you. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.